Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. So I'm licensed in multiple states, and I do telemedicine. And the one thing that is not letting up is our medication shortage. I'm told that these medications, certain medications, eye drops, antibiotics on back order. They're in short supply. And I'm looking, and I'm like, it's the mid-June. Why are so many antibiotics in short supply? We should be laying off the antibiotics. I get there's a COVID strain going on. I get there's a lot of parents demanding antibiotics over the phone for viruses for their kids. But we do have some occasional strep. We do have some occasional skin infections. But this should be the time when we have plenty of supply. And we're in short supply in June. This makes me nervous. By the way, we're going to be talking about also how Australia has noticed their spike in their flu activity. They might, and we might, be looking at a much more robust flu year, season. We had a pretty severe Tamiflu shortage, anti-flu medication shortage last year. I hope we're building up our stores now. So Pfizer, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies, said this penicillin shortage we got, not going to let up till 2024. So what the hell is going on? Now, there's a few different antibiotics in question here. The one the Pfizer is talking about are their bicillin penicillin prefilled syringes. This is that penicillin shot that we used to get years ago as kids. And many of you who say you're allergic to penicillin because you got a rash from the shot, it might not have been a true penicillin allergy. It might have been just too much all at once. It might have been that you had a virus the whole time, so you got a rash because you had a virus and you never had a bacterial issue. So we've actually been doing away with less penicillin shots. So when I heard that they're in short supply, we're hardly using those anymore, except, of course, for syphilis. For syphilis, we're giving a shot of penicillin. And so Pfizer is saying that that could be part of it. Now, the FDA reported this nationwide penicillin shortage in April. Pfizer updated their hospital customers on the expected limited supply of their bicillin prefilled syringes. It's a long-acting antibiotic. And Pfizer thinks that this supply hiccup, based according to Fierce Pharma, could be from a complex combination of factors, including significant demand increases, rise in syphilis infection rates, the company's hospital, and the rise in syphilis. So they say the company has prioritized its manufacturing capacity now to focus on bicillin. As it stands, all doses of the company's combo penicillin syringes are expected to run out, and supply of this will diminish later in the year, as well as in 2024. Out of the six dosage forms that Pfizer makes, two combo doses are estimated to be back by 2024's third quarter. Two long-acting forms, hopefully by next year, this time in 2024. So that's some scary stuff. Now, by the way, amoxicillin is also in short supply. We have been in short supply with amoxicillin for kids since October. Why? Overuse. Telemedicine I'm very grateful for because it can allow families access to a doctor in their living room on Christmas Eve. It's a phenomenal way to increase access. But the problem is these parents are mean, and they are demanding antibiotics, or even the grown-ups are demanding amoxicillin. and they don't have a bacterial infection. Just like what happened with Tamiflu. I'll tell you right now what happened with Tamiflu. Happened with Tamiflu is people took an at-home COVID test, or they didn't. They're like, nope, sorry, not COVID. I got flu. Oh, okay, well, if you're COVID negative, you got to have the flu. And the doctor just wrote the Tamiflu. Meanwhile, I would ask the patients, they're like, well, I'm not better. I'm still sick. So I need another round of Tamiflu. I go, how high was your fever? Oh, I didn't have a fever. You didn't have a fever? How bad were your body aches? I didn't have body aches. I just had a cough and a runny nose and a sore throat. Well, that could have been COVID. You know, the at-home COVID tests don't always pick things up. So we ran out of Tamiflu before we even hit peak flu season. And I think it's still happening. I just got chewed out by somebody who said that their child had croup and strep and all sorts of stuff, and the kid had just gotten antibiotics online. I'm like, can you at least take them in to verify? Because we don't want your child on multiple rounds of antibiotics if this is viral. He just got antibiotics. And, oh, she was mean. And so this is why we're running out. And, yes, we do have spikes in syphilis. Syphilis, the first line treatment is penicillin. And we give a shot of penicillin. And I don't think the companies were anticipating the surge. So we're in June. This is mid-June, for crying out loud. And if we are not going to be ready for a few months down the line when we start getting into cough and cold season, that means we could have some very, very serious problems. And untreated strep is dangerous. It can affect the heart. So we're having a misdiagnosis problem, and I'm really worried that some people are ruining it for the rest of it. So that there might be some of you that really do have true strep, and it might be now harder for you to get an antibiotic. There's going to be more and more guidelines because people are unfortunately, and I'm seeing doctors are giving antibiotics, and I see the throat. It doesn't look like strep, but they wanted a good review, so they gave the antibiotic. And that's a problem now. It's all about doctor reviews and patient satisfaction. Well, this is part of the reason why we had the opioid crisis. Yelp was showing horrible reviews on doctors when they turned down people for their drugs. So the doctor's like, you know what? Are you going to rate me a 5 on Yelp? Here's your drug. It's not the way medicine should be done. But we have really got to get better at-home COVID tests. We need at-home flu tests. And maybe at-home strep tests, but we're going to have to do more at home. Otherwise, we're going to have people getting the wrong medication over the phone. 1-877-DELFELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, so summertime, it's about the strawberries, strawberry daiquiris, the strawberry margaritas, the strawberry mojitos, the mocktail with strawberries, the strawberry shortcake, the strawberry sliced next to a egg white frittata. I love strawberries. Well, we have a little outbreak going on right now. An outbreak of hepatitis A appears to be plaguing Mexico's strawberry fields. And it has now spilled over into the U.S., leading to three recalls in the last 90 days. Trader Joe's, Costco, Aldi, and Oregon-based Willamette Valley Fruit Company have asked customers to trash their produce due to contamination concerns. Now, these recalls, of course, are wondering what the hell is going on. Aren't we watching the food that's coming in from Mexico? Daily Mail reports that there have been multiple strawberries recalled. Great Value strawberries, Great Value mixed fruit, Great Value antioxidant blend. These were distributed to several states, including Arkansas, California, Colorado, Missouri, Nevada, Ohio, and Texas. I think Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio. And I buy these frozen fruits because it's, the fresh fruit, they unfortunately turn color and we don't always eat them all. And so I can defrost them. There's still vitamins in them. And so I love buying the frozen fruit. They say the recalled frozen strawberries and fruit blends containing strawberries were sold under the Great Value name, Walmart store brand. Raider Farms Organic Fresh Steak Smoothie Blend at Costco. Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio at HEB or HEB. Great Value strawberries, Great Value mixed fruit, Great Value antioxidant blend were distributed to 32 states. The 32 states include Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Iowa, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Wisconsin, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, the products were sold between January 24th and June 8th. Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend was sold in Costco stores in Arizona, California, Colorado, and Texas. These products were sold between October 3rd of 2022 and June 8th of 2023. So an investigation by the FDA has traced hepatitis A infections to these frozen strawberries imported from Baja California, Mexico. Now, Baja California is a northern Mexican state bordering San Diego. In March, the agency linked 5 cases to the virus. This is the same strain that has been linked to the worldwide outbreak of hepatitis A infections that affected children last year. This outbreak, though, was linked to fresh organic strawberries. The FDA has stated that people usually get sick within 15 to 50 days of eating this. Now, hepatitis A has played, I think, last December, so 6 months ago, we had raspberries, frozen raspberries that were contaminated. Remember that? The FDA announced that Exportadora Compramar was recalling 1,260 cases of James Farm frozen raspberries. And again, I don't know if those products were made in Mexico or were grown in Mexico as well. I can't confirm that. But the FDA had to step in with raspberries. And last May, the FDA, CDC, Public Health Agency of Canada, and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency investigated a multi-state outbreak of hepatitis A in organic strawberries in both the U.S. and Canada. So they had to also, this is now a year later where we have to discard strawberries again. Kroger, Safeway, Aldi, Heb, Walmart. So, hepatitis A affects the liver. Aitis is inflammation, hep is liver. And hepatitis is caused by a virus, the A virus. It is mostly exposed by ingestion. Poor hand washing, contaminated food, likely culprits. And it's transmitted by the fecal-oral route, where food or drink contaminated by fecal matter enters another person's GI tract. Now, also, sexual transmission of hepatitis A can happen. That's been reported during activities involving oral anal sex. Hepatitis A can live outside the body for months. So unclean dining areas can be contaminated and then transferred to food. If you're immunosuppressed, you could actually die from hepatitis A. So what are symptoms of hepatitis A? Jaundice, yellowing of the skin and the eyes, fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, dark urine, joint pain, clay-looking stools, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. And we don't necessarily have a treatment for this. Most hepatitis A infections will resolve on their own. We usually recommend rest, fluids, and then if you are nauseous, we might give you medication for the nausea and vomiting. But we have to be very careful because your liver is delicate. When you suffer from a hepatitis infection, your liver enzymes may jump into the thousands when they're normally 30, 25, 40. So your liver is inflamed. Cells are dying. And so where, because people are like, well then, how do you die? If a virus is self-limited, What? How do people die? Well, they die damage that these viruses do, just like COVID. Are you dying because necessarily COVID is picking at your brain? Not necessarily. People are dying, they die of COVID because of the inflammation that the lungs undergo or any other multi-organ damage. So viruses kill by inducing a body response. And when the body's trying to fight it, it sometimes can't keep up and it undergoes severe injury. The good news is we have vaccination. We have hepatitis A vaccines. I had to get it because I waited tables. And also in medical school, you had to be hepatitis A vaccinated, hepatitis B vaccinated. Hepatitis A is already introduced in the pediatric vaccination schedule, so they already have to get hepatitis A. And so, you know, when it comes to this, obviously try and avoid the foods, right? Try to avoid what the, but, you know, it's frustrating that I don't think we are overseeing everything we're supposed to. I just get the feeling that there's a lot of half-assed type stuff going on. And here we are expecting everybody else to do their jobs. There is no reason we should be at this point not testing our foods. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a discussion on how we're looking at health insurance covering transgender transitioning. What about Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro? Should insurance companies cover the very expensive GLP-1 injections, which cost $1,000 a month? Well, here's the thing. I'm mixed on this because obesity is a problem. And if we could control obesity, we could control heart disease, arthritis, time off work, stroke, high blood pressure. If we could control obesity, we could in the long term save billions on healthcare costs. But here's a caveat. Does Ozempic and Wegovy, which is the FDA approved Ozempic for weight loss, or Mounjaro, remember, Mounjaro and Ozempic are diabetes medications. Do they truly make people less obese in the long term? I don't know about how much coverage we should do for weight loss. Well, I don't know why the drugs are so damn expensive. Honestly, $1,000 a month, and that's the lower end of things. My worry is there are people on it. They go off of it. They gain the weight back. So if you, 52 weeks a year, $52,000 a patient for a year's worth, it's a lot. And as much as I want insurance companies to cover things, I don't know how realistic it is because everybody and their mother wants to be on these medications. And at $52,000 a year at bare minimum, if it doesn't allow long-term weight loss, because, again, once people go off of it or there's a shortage, they gain the weight right back, that's money then down the drain. So I'm mixed. 1-877-DALI.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Another day of dangerous weather is ahead for much of the South as another very strong weather system bears down on the region. And if it's not storming, it's going to be very, very hot. Heat index is topping 110 degrees in Texas. Tuesday's indictment of President Trump has improved his fundraising. Both big and small donors poured more than $6 million into his campaign treasury this week. The Washington Post reports Trump rejected an appeal by one of his lawyers last fall to approach the Justice Department about a plea deal. A slight jump in retail prices last month, up 0.3% from April. Economists say it's proof that we continue to spend despite higher inflation and higher interest rates. One clear total price. That's what companies like SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and Airbnb are pledging to implement. The announcement's expected today at a White House event. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people are a little nervous about what's going to come down the pike from the Supreme Court. And I believe the Supreme Court has about 21 more cases to decide before the end of their session, which ends at the end of June. And usually they save the big, juicy ones for last. And we don't really hear about them until they've already left town, they've left Dodge, they've gone on vacation. And so that's what happened with Obamacare. That's what happened. So, and a lot of the cases, of course, they look at could be pretty controversial. So I think they're going to be looking at affirmative action. The affirmative action cases, I think the court is considering if the use of race-conscious admissions policies that many selective colleges have used to build diversity is constitutional. The cases have been brought up by individuals who, I think one individual had a 1590, perfect to 1600 on their SAT, and was turned down by multiple colleges based on his race. And so I believe he might have been Asian. And so these are things, affirmative action is going to be a big, discussion. And there's also been some discussion on if the definition has changed where, you know, because people say, well, we support affirmative action, And affirmative action is supposed to help those who are under, who have been discriminated against and who are not able to get positions. On the flip side, we are not for discrimination at all of anybody. And if some of these colleges are being very open, and I've heard it myself, where, guys, we can't look like, you know, we're not diverse, so just, I don't care, whatever, bring them in. Do not take in any more X, Y, and Z of people of that race. That could be against the Constitution. So obviously that is something that the Supreme Court is looking at. It's been a long time coming to see what the Supreme Court says can, because remember what the Supreme Court does, like they did with Obamacare, is they can tweak it. And sometimes they could provide guidance on how you can do it. Now, nobody asked for the Supreme Court to provide guidance when it came to Obamacare. It was unconstitutional, but they said, hey, guys, but if you turn it around and make it a tax, then you can make this work. We're like, well, thank you, but no thank you. But in terms of how to increase diversity without saying, I'm sorry, anybody of this race or this gender is out, maybe they might provide guidance on how to do that. And it should be, you know, where these applications are race blind. So nobody could bias against anybody of any race. But where the argument is they're saying that some people of certain demographics might not do as well on tests or might not do as well academically. And that's been up for debate. I have been surrounded by so many individuals of all races who have had way better GPAs and test scores than I have. So this is, this is obviously something that is controversial. We'll see what happens. The student loans is also a case that they're going to be looking at. Did Biden have the authority to use tax dollars to write off other taxpayers' debt? And even though a couple of the cases brought up are a little bit weak in terms of, look, I don't get helped by that. My tax dollars are going to something that doesn't help me. That usually doesn't fly. But in terms of the president overstepping a congressional approval based on using an act that was, I think, September 11th based, now that starts to get a little muddy. And we've been told that there might be a people are expecting it to be overturned and not allowed, because for student loan debt to be written off, have Congress do it. Have Congress say, hey guys, the student loan program, we're going to change it. And if Congress votes, they could do that. Just the president might not be able to do that. And again, for Congress to vote for that, it has to be popular within their districts and the people have to want it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I believe there is also an LGBTQ rights and freedom of speech. I think Pew Research Center's Jay Baxter Oliphant and Carol Doherty, they say the Supreme Court case centers on a challenge to Colorado's public accommodations law by website designer Lori Smith, who says the law violates her right to freedom of speech by requiring her to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. So there's been, it's tricky. We don't want to discriminate against anybody, but if somebody feels that something is against their religion, could they be forced? This is kind of what happened, I think, with Colorado and the bakery. The baker didn't want to put, I believe, do a same-sex wedding cake. and the law got involved. In terms of these websites, this is a case that I think has been long in the making, where somebody got in trouble for not doing, websites. You see girl, you see girl, boy, you see, but because of their religion, they felt they cannot do that. So do they have that protection with their religion to not be forced to do something? So these aren't easy. I'm glad I'm not a Supreme Court justice. And then I think there's something about, I guess, the independent state legislature theory. There's a case, Moore versus Harper, which came out of a North Carolina redistricting process. And I guess it's called the independent state legislator theory, where state legislators can make decisions over federal elections. I think that has to do with ballots and issues with those. I'm not exactly sure. So there's a few other things that the Supreme Court is going to be looking at. With the student loans, I told you guys, this the student loan issue, go to the colleges. Tell the colleges, especially those that charge these students $500,000-$600,000, give some of the money back. Now, somebody could say, well, that's not constitutional. I can't do that. The student willingly paid, willingly knew what they were getting into, wanted to go to a school that was in an expensive area and more prestigious. They knew what they were getting into. Why should the school change their price? Okay. But then don't the taxpayers have to pay? It's interesting. The enemy are the taxpayers and the GOP when it comes to relieving student debt. I think the average person agrees that student debt is ridiculous. Something needs to be done. But maybe it should be the people that got the money. Maybe they're the ones that should be reversing it. And not those of us that said, you know what, I'm going to go to a state school. I'm not going to go to Malibu or Pepperdine and oversee the beautiful beach. And I'm not going to pay for a fancy dorm or apartment and have my own living space. I'll rent a room in an apartment full of five people to save money. And so it changes things. And it'll also be interesting to see if the precedence is set where at any time they could just write off more debt. Are then students going to borrow more? I mean, I got to tell you, if there's a chance that there's going to be a free $10,000 or $20,000 coming to every college student, I should tell my kids to borrow now. They haven't been. We've been paying cash for college. Maybe we should have borrowed. It starts to make you think, well, what should we do? If government's giving out free money, then let's go for it. And everybody said, well, yeah, but the college students, they're going to help people who are underserved. All that money, I mean, I'd almost rather see it go to feeding and giving the homeless shelter or helping kids with cancer. There's, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when somebody asks me for ADD medication, they say they think they have ADD or ADHD. I'm like, okay, tell me about your symptoms. Well, I can't concentrate. I can't pay attention. I get bored. I'll ask them, have you been able to see a movie? Did you see Avatar? Oh, yeah, Avatar was great. Were you able to sit through the whole thing? Oh, of course. So when can't you sit through something? Oh, it's just at work. Well, in order to qualify as being ADHD, it has to be not only at work, but also at home or two other areas. It has to happen at a couple places, not just one. Same thing with school. Kids will be ADHD at school, but at home, they're able to sit and play a video game for 4 or 5 hours. So, you know, we have to be a little bit more discerning. But when I ask these adults, what is it that makes you think you particularly have ADHD as opposed to an issue with concentration. They say, I took my friend's medication and it worked. Just because you take a medication and it works doesn't necessarily mean you have the disease. I mean, you take insulin, your sugar will drop. Doesn't mean you have diabetes. It's just that's what insulin does. It drops your sugar. You know, you take a beta blocker to slow down the heart rate. It's going to slow down your heart rate, whether your heart's slow or not. So when somebody said that they take Ritalin or, you know, or Adderall, and they feel better, and they feel astute, well, that's kind of what they do. You could take cocaine and concentrate more. So I can't use that as a diagnostic factor. Now we have a study that these drugs can actually make students less productive and impair their cognitive function. Researchers out of the UK say drugs such as Ritalin, that is used to enhance concentration and cognitive performance, can hurt people who abuse them. There were 4 double-blind randomized trials spaced a week apart. This is according to studyfinds.org. And 40 healthy participants took either placebo or one of the quote-unquote smart ADHD drugs, Ritalin, Provigil, dextroamphetamine, or Adderall. The team evaluated participants based on their performance and a test designed to stimulate the complex decision-making and complex-solving tasks encountered in everyday life. They had to complete an exercise known as the knapsack optimization problem, or knapsack task. In this task, the group received a virtual backpack and a selection of items with varying weights and values. They had to determine how to allocate the items in the backpack to maximize the total value of its contents. Participants who took the ADHD drugs experienced small reductions in accuracy and efficiency, along with significant increases in time and effort compared to their results when they weren't on the drugs. So with Ritalin, for example, participants took approximately 50% longer to complete the task than when they consumed the placebo. Now, what's going on here? This medication is supposed to be improving people's function. They say our results suggest that these drugs don't make you smarter. Because of the dopamine the drugs induce, we expected to see increased motivation, and they do motivate one to try harder. However, we discovered that this exertion caused more erratic thinking in ways that we could make precise because the knapsack task had been widely studied in computer science. Performance, this is coming from the University of Cambridge, performance did not generally increase. So questions remain about how the drugs are affecting people's minds and their decision-making. Now, participants who performed well with the placebo or the dummy pill, sugar pill, I don't want to call it a sugar pill, but it's a pill that doesn't have medicine in it, a dud. Participants who performed well with the placebo often showed a more significant decline in performance and productivity after taking an ADHD drug. Those who ranked in the top 25% with the placebo frequently fell into the bottom 25% while under the influence of Ritalin. Conversely, those who performed poorly with the placebo only occasionally showed minor improvements. So they say their research indicates that drugs anticipated to improve cognitive performance may actually cause you to work harder while producing lower quality work over extended period. So this is something that we commonly see. Some of you are like, Dahlia, I could have predicted this. This is nothing new. No, it's not anything new. You're right. If you're healthy and you take something you don't need because you think it's going to improve you, there's going to be a negative consequence. I can't tell you how many individuals in their 40s are telling me they have erectile dysfunction. And when I say, would you like to try Viagra? They were on it throughout their 20s. Why were you on it when you were in your 20s? Did you have erectile dysfunction then? No. But it made me last longer. Well, you kind of abused it. And if you abuse it, it might not always then work for you. For some people, they can still use it 20 years later. But I mean, so Viagra came out in the 90s. So my friends were in their 20s also. So I was in my 20s. You guys know how old I am now. And they were taking it. I'm like, really? I haven't tried one. It made my heart race. I didn't like it. I was nervous. I was sitting on the couch. I'm like, okay, honey, I took a Viagra. He's like, so what's it doing to you? You know, I'm being scientific about it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just kind of, I don't like the way I feel. I didn't like the way I felt. My heart raced. Technically shouldn't have done that, but it did. So why are we taking these medications if we don't need them? And I think a lot of people are YOLO. Well, you only live once. You know how many people abuse narcotics for the high? They weren't in pain, but they got a buzz. So a patient of mine, who I had sent to pain management and orthopedics, because he kept requesting pain medication, finally admitted to me, he goes, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I really wasn't in pain. And I go, but I mean, I'm looking at what the pain management doctor did. I mean, he gave you hundreds and hundreds of pills. If you weren't in pain, were you selling them? He goes, no. It's just I hate my job. And I was able to get through my job because the people I had to work with were less annoying to me when I was on the Lortab. So he basically got addicted to narcotics because he hated his job so much, and if he popped one and he had that narcotic buzz, he could get through the day. Yeah, but if you were working 300 days a year, can't be taking that much narcotics. So, you know, the moral of the story is if you don't need it, don't take it. Because it could actually work the opposite. And I'm worried about these diet shots, these, you know, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic, originally designed for diabetics. I just wonder if people are abusing that GLP-1 agonist so they can lose weight. Are they going to put themselves at higher risk for diabetes later or obesity later? I hope not, because a lot of people are on those medications. And I get it. If you're obese now, you might as well try to lose weight now. I get that. But I think a lot of people are doing things to their bodies that they don't necessarily have to. That's why, excuse me, we have the problem with sleeping aid issues. People are addicted to sleeping pills. Because rather than trying to work to sleep, they want the easy way out. Now they're addicted to sleeping pills. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.